You're listening to SBS News.
With Australia in the grip of an unprecedented bushfire crisis, the Climate of the Nation poll shows attitudes towards climate change have been influenced by the stark reality of this summer's weather conditions. The poll found that 79% of Australians are concerned about climate change, up 5% from July 2019. It also found that nearly half of Australians are very concerned, up 10%. 73% say leadership on the bushfire response requires the Prime Minister to lead on climate change action. Ebony Bennett is the Deputy Director of the Australia Institute, which conducted the poll.
People think that the scale of the response must be bigger. People want to see much stronger action from the government when it comes to climate change.
The government has said it could evolve its climate change policy and that it may reconsider a heavily criticised plan to use carryover credits from the expiring Kyoto Protocol in order to meet 2030 emissions targets outlined in the Paris Agreement. Lawrence Tubiana is one of the minds behind the Paris Agreement.
We have to cut emissions. And these Kyoto credits are in a way, it's an equivalent of money, but it's not an equivalent of real emission reduction.
As heads of state and business leaders gather in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, the founder of the forum, Klaus Schwab, used the bushfires here as an example of why urgent action on climate change is needed.
We do not want that the next generations inherit a world which becomes ever more hostile and ever less habitable. Just think of the wildfires in Australia.
Climate change is even dividing families. James Murdoch, the youngest son of Rupert Murdoch, told US news website The Daily Beast that he is disappointed with the ongoing denial in News Corp publications and the US network Fox News. The Daily Beast senior reporter Lachlan Cartwright described the comments as extraordinary.
They wanted to push back publicly on the family. And this rift has been building for some time. But the fact that they've gone public in this manner is quite extraordinary.
News Corp has previously defended its coverage of the bushfires and climate change. But as the poll shows, the government is likely to come under increasing pressure to do more to reduce carbon emissions. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.